Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Sue reacted there. A little Go-Go's for your Tuesday afternoon. So if you missed the beginning of the show or you have not been on the platform that this guy owns, because there was a pretty harsh tweet, I guess, I don't know if President Trump's going to take it personally or not. I'll play a little audio here. So Elon Musk tweets this out just a few hours ago. I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. It's a little hard to feel, you know, exactly where Elon is on this. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it. You know, one of the people, I retweeted Phil Holloway, who was a guest on the show in the last hour. And one of the first person that responded to Phil said, Elon has said that we are on our way to bankruptcy without cutting the waste, fraud, and abuse. That's not true, okay? You can cut all the waste, fraud, and abuse you want. You can cut it all. Let's say you take all of it out. It's kind of like climate change. You can shut down our country, literally. You can't, but let's say you could. The climate is going to be right back where it was in a few years because of China and India. In this case, you could take all the savings from the waste, fraud, and abuse, and it will not really put a nick in the deficit and in the spending because of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and defense. You got to throw that in there too. I'm not making that up. Anyone with a brain, and Elon should know this because he's being dishonest here about part of the process. So Peter Doocy is in the press room. Carolyn's asked this question.
How mad do you think President Trump is going to be when he finds out that Elon Musk said, I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it.
Look, the president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion. This is one big, beautiful bill, and he's sticking to it.
All right, here's the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson.
It's very disappointing, okay? I've come to consider Elon a good friend. He's obviously a very intelligent person, and he's done a lot of great work. With all due respect, my friend Elon is terribly wrong.
I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here, hopefully not, but when I was hanging with Scott Jennings a week ago, I asked him about Elon, and I said, well, what's Elon like? He goes, well, he's kind of weird, and I don't think, that's not really a secret, right? Now, he's right about some of this, and I addressed this earlier, but it's very, very complicated. So if you want to comment on that this afternoon, feel free to do so. It's Telephone Tuesday, 314-241-9797. Let's see if I can press the right buttons here. Steve, get us started here. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Mark, first thing I want to let people know that may not be aware of this. Donald Trump dabbled his toes within the WWE with Vince McMahon. So he knows about showmanship and stuff like that. That being said, I do believe that him and Elon Musk, behind closed doors, came to an understanding or an agreement where Musk can come out and make some statement, and Trump will agree to not lash out at him, and as long as it's within bounds or whatever. And Musk can turn around to his liberal friends then and say, well, we parted ways, and I'm sorry, da-da-da-da-da, so that he can get back in their graces or whatever. So I think this is something that's set up behind closed doors, and Trump's 100% on board with it.
Okay, I think part of that might be true, Steve. I do think that it's not going to be shocking to the president that Elon said this, because he said some of this on that CBS Sunday morning show, right? And he was ripping the process. But he was also in the Oval Office with the president last week. He was standing right there with him. He was talking about the service. I'll be very curious. Fred, we haven't seen a reaction from the president yet.
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, he's the most accessible president we've ever had, certainly in my lifetime. So I can't imagine that at some point he's not going to say this. Now, is he going to break bad on Elon? I don't think he will, because I think he appreciates what Elon did. I don't think it's because Elon can go running to his, you know, liberal friends, because we're way beyond that point, because he's a Nazi, because he worked with Trump. So it doesn't matter. They will never, ever, ever forgive him for even being in the same room with Donald Trump. That's just, you know, the way it is right now. Well, Paul, go ahead. You said, what were you going to say?
I was going to say the fact that it's a huge spending bill after Elon Musk and Doge, and the whole point of that was to cut back and try to make us more efficient, is super frustrating.
It's frustrating, but you're not looking at the big picture. It's just complicated. Most people, even the members of Congress, don't understand the damn process. They cannot do what people want. They can't do what Elon wants within the Constitution, in the process of reconciliation. So what they have to do, I don't know how much more I can explain this. This bill either is going to pass or not. And if it doesn't pass, everyone's taxes go up. And by everyone, I mean everyone, if you're getting a paycheck, all right? So that's option A. You want that? You want all this cut? They can't even cut it. So how about, here's where I will defend the lawmakers. How about we do this? Because this is what we're doing right now. You get a bill to the president. You figure something out. And then you go back in, you have some courage to cut. The other thing about this is, Sue, and you know this because you've been around long enough, some of these things are so ridiculous when it comes to cuts. If you just go back, sometimes we recommend that we go back, for example, to a 2020 spending level, right? Mm-hmm. And that's deemed a cut. Well, you can't do that, because from 2020 to 2025, you know how much that damn budget has grown? A lot. And I know people are frustrated, but what do you want them to do? This is a serious question. What would you like the lawmakers to do? Not do anything? Take a stand. We're not going to pass this. And everyone's taxes go up, and the farmers have to pay the estate tax, and they can't afford to leave their farms to their kids. That's where we are right now. So what do you want?
I think the frustration with people, though, is that. And that, if the whole point is to clean it up and to get it down, and then all we do is say we're going to do it and then do more, it's the same old thing.
But it's not within the process. There's not an ability to do what people think that they should do. So there's no magic trick here. The magic trick was already accomplished with USAID and some of these other things that were nonsense, right? They haven't shut down the Department of Education. They haven't defunded NPR. They don't have the votes to do it. You actually have members of Congress who are Republicans who won't defund NPR because they claim that in the rural area they need NPR. Well, so what do you want them to do?
Oh, geez.
They have, you know how much this cleared the House? One vote. So there's not a lot of options here. And it's frustrating to me that a lot of people don't understand the process, because the process is the process. You want to go back and redo the process? Well, you have to elect people, and you have to get a 60 plus majority in the Senate, and you have to have a bigger margin in the House. I hate to tell you, that ain't going to happen. Okay, in the modern era of politics, it is simply not going to happen. I know compromise is a dirty word. It is the only path to getting anything done. And if you want to sit on your hands and you don't want to do anything, well, that's fine. But then your taxes go up. So make that choice as well. Paul, you're on Telephone Tuesday.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. week, there's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. I first want to say that, you know, I just call balls and strikes at this point. But, you know, the only thing that, you know, I'm loyal to is limiting the size of government, thus maximizing my liberty. And, you know, I don't soil my knees for any one individual politician. That being said, you know, in the days of milk and honey where we're at now, people like Ron Johnson and Rand Paul and Thomas Massie, they're going to be hated and they're going to be loathed. But once we get past the land of milk and honey, which is going to be quick, and we reach the point of default, people like Rand Paul and, you know, Ron Johnson and Thomas Massie, they're going to be lauded and loved. So, you know, but what's really sad is we don't have to get to that point. There are things that could be done. And if we can't do it because of moderate Republican senators on the East Coast and out West, well, that's just, you know, for things like, you know, the SALT deductions and everything.
So what do you want to do about that then? What would you like to do? Would you like the Democrats to have control? Because those are districts in some cases that Kamala Harris won. So you have to put people in a position to win. So in your scenario, which I understand, and by the way, I love Ron Johnson. Okay, I like Rand Paul, and I'm glad that they're taking a stand. But the bottom line are the numbers and the math don't work out. It's kind of the same thing on the other side. Schumer's going to fight the big, beautiful bill. He can't do it. He doesn't have the numbers. So what's your answer? I'm very curious about this, Paul. What is your answer for the districts that are more moderate where Republicans won? Would you rather have a Democrat in there? Because that's your option.
All right, I'm gonna answer your question with a question. I don't know what's going to happen with that scenario, but I do know what's going to happen when this country financially defaults. I do know that.
Okay, let's be honest about one other thing. Do you understand that the reason that the country might financially destruct has nothing to do with this bill and has everything to do with the entitlements? Do you know that?
Well, absolutely.
Okay.
And you know what? I'll take it a step further. The one thing that you never mentioned, you know, as far as the entitlements defense, what's the other driver of the debt that you're not mentioning, Mark?
I don't know.
That
you tell me.
Shouldn't even be there.
What is it?
It's the interest on the debt, which shouldn't
well,
even be.
Okay, well, that's fine. I can mention that. I'm not avoiding that topic. It's not like I'm trying to hide that. Of course it is. But you're trying to address the issue of the debt. You can't do it without the numbers. You can't do it without addressing the entitlements. So everyone wants to stand on their high horse and say, oh, you know, I'm going to stand with Ron Johnson and Rand Paul, and that's fine. I laud them for actually taking a stand. But the reality is the reality, and you're going to hear that from Trump. So everyone who voted for Trump and you love Trump, he will be honest about this because he gets it now. He really does. EJ, I'm sorry, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks, Mark. Let's take a breath. Hey, love you, listen to you every day, but I'm kind of scared when we talk about entitlements, and here's why. Number one, two, I've been paying into entitlements that I've been expecting to receive for 60 years now.
Okay, let me just tell you something right there. I'm going to stop you right there because this is the fact. Anytime we ever talk about entitlement reform would not even affect people who are 50 years old. Okay, so if we talk about this,
okay, well, good.
I'm just saying, any plan that's been put up as far as real entitlement reform, it would not touch people, but it would touch my kids, it would touch my grandkids, right? But the question is, let's go back to the previous caller, because he's right. Then the question is, what would you like to hand to the future generation, right? Default bankruptcy, but it's not going to hit you. That's not going to happen. Well, let's just be realistic. These members of Congress are not going to do that because they will not be reelected. And they want to do one thing more than anything else, hold on to their job.
Okay, well, I thank you. I was not aware of that. Thank you. And our children and their children can prepare for it and see it coming. We haven't had a chance to prepare for it, so...
We have, though. No. We have. Oh, I've been talking... Look, the reason that I voted for Ronald Reagan is because I thought that the size of government and the debt was going to be reduced and that members of Congress would do something. This is not new. We've talked about it for decades, and it's not being fixed, which leaves me with zero hope that they'll ever fix it. All right, let me address this in a different way here before we get back to the calls, because even though I hate Caitlin Collins from CNN, she asked this question today, and it was a good question, and Carolyn had an answer, and I'm just going to tell you, I don't think Carolyn's right, but this is the line that they're going with. Now, again, you have to understand that there are mathematical limitations to what Congress is made up of right now, both on the House and the Senate.
On the Big Beautiful Bill, you said recently that it is, quote, blatantly wrong to say that it adds to the deficit. You essentially said that an estimate from the Congressional Budget Office and other scorekeepers you believe are wrong. But Republicans like Ron Johnson and Rand Paul disagree. They are saying that it will add to the deficit. That is their concern. Is the White House's position that those two Republican senators are, quote, blatantly wrong?
So my position is that they're not blatantly wrong. My position is that they are blatantly correct. But my position is also that there is no other way to do this right now. So here's the answer. So
those senators, it's not news that they disagree with this president on policy. And the president has vocally called them out for it and for their not having their facts together. I would add the Congressional Budget Office has been historically wrong. In fact, they predicted the Trump tax cuts from the president's first term in 2017. Their prediction was wrong by $500 billion. Those tax cuts had nearly $500 billion more of revenue than the Congressional Budget Office scored. And we are very confident in our own economic analyses of this bill. There is $1.6 trillion in savings.
Okay, well, and again, I would side with Rand Paul and Ron Johnson on the numbers. I really would. But I don't know what the path is. I'll be very curious to see where the president lands on all this, especially on the Elon Twist tweet, whatever it was. Sandy, you're on Telephone Tuesday on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing better, although my blood pressure is rising this afternoon.
Well, I'm going to start this conversation, and hopefully that helps with this. I just want to share my deep appreciation for all of you. You, Sue, I adore you.
Oh.
You guys are like my family. I feel like you're my family every day on my way home. I don't know what I would do without you guys. I learn something new every show. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, that's awesome. We really, really appreciate it. It's a team effort, believe me. And, you know, Fred's right
here.
Yeah, everyone works very hard,
except for me. You don't want to forget Fred.
No, we don't.
Oh, thank you.
But also, and also, too, before I go on to the next subject, is I wanted to share my deep condolences over Duke. I've been there more than once. I know how difficult it is, so my condolences, and I'm very sorry for your loss.
Well, I appreciate that, but you probably heard that we've opened our hearts again, and we did a rescue, and I have a new puppy. So it seems like it's a little fast, but the timetable got cranked up a little bit because of the realities of the summer. But Sandy, thank you so much, and go ahead, whatever else you were was on your mind here.
Secondly, I want to say that I am in complete agreement with this bill. And like you said, there really is absolutely no other way they can do this. I mean, I know that they need to make cuts and changes, but I think in previous conversations that you had, there's a way to do that with restitutions, right? That you can go in and make changes.
Well, they're hoping that after this bill is passed that they can go back in and cut. And that's going to be the proof's going to be literally in the pudding. Can they do something that takes courage? I don't have a lot of confidence that they can, because this was all kind of cool to see a few months ago, but the reality is kind of setting in right now.
Right, right. No, I completely agree. So that's all I had to say. I just wanted to find, I can't believe I finally got in to share my love with you guys, and keep doing what you're doing, keep fighting the good fight, and I love you guys.
Well, that is awesome, and it means more than you will ever know, because we can't sit here and do what we do if we don't have you. I mean, seriously, we have to have an audience, we have to have listeners, so thank you so much. John, you're on Telephone Tuesdays on 97.1 FM Talk. Go ahead.
I'm so old, I was at a Barry Goldwater rally, and the Dems have been telling us that Republicans were going to take away Social Security since then. Now, nothing has changed, and I am convinced that no politician wants anything to change. They want problems. They do not want to solve problems.
Well, sadly, I think, you know, I don't want to be as pessimistic as I probably am. I just think it's complicated, and you don't have a dictatorship, even though the Democrats want to claim. And Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, they lie. You know, one of the things that the caller even brought up, I'm just telling you, I've followed this for a long time, there is no realistic proposal that's ever come forward to say, hey, you're about to turn 65, we're going to snag your Social Security benefits. Now, they may talk a little bit about raising the contribution level, the salary that's, you know, required where you get rid of the Social Security payments. But that's still never in the plans that I've seen, and I've seen it since the early 2000s, have really addressed the particulars of people who are approaching retirement. It's always people that are younger than 50, because that's what we're talking about. We're solving this for the future. But they ain't going to solve it for the future, because they haven't solved it for the future. So I don't want to be as pessimistic as the caller, but I don't think that the math works. I don't think you have enough courageous Republicans. You know what would be great? If the entire makeup of the Senate, or maybe 60 members plus, were like Rand Paul and Ron Johnson. But they're not all like that. And by the way, Ron Johnson just won by the skin of his teeth a couple of years ago, and most people thought he was going to lose, and he won his second term. It's kind of a miracle in Wisconsin that Ron Johnson even won. I love Rand Paul. I've been more of a libertarian conservative my entire life. And I appreciate that he is standing on principle, and that Senator Johnson and Senator Hawley's doing it in a different way with Medicaid. I have deep appreciation for that. But the word that I couldn't pronounce earlier today, you want to say it, Sue?
Sausage.
That's what they're making right now. And it's not real pleasant to see the way that they're making it. And it's fundamentally frustrating and aggravating. I get all of that. But it is what it is, and there's limitations to what can be changed. That's how I would put it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.